my flat for a brief visitation. He's been here since February, summon blasting my nerves and my furniture. May not have lasted. Leopold Alcox is accident prone. He's lost my path plug, he's ruptured my telephone. My auntie islands, my motorbike, my sofa. There isn't anything he can't trip over. As he roams through my rooms, all my pussycats scatter. My statuettes tremble, then plummet, then shatter. My table lamps tumble with grim regularity. My cut glass has crumbled, and so has my charity. Leopold Alcox, an uncanny creature. He can't take tea without some misadventure. He looks up from his teacup with a smile on his features, and a piece of my porcelain between his dentures. The budgie's gone broody, my toddler has hysteria. He cleans my teapots and my saucepans with Brasso, and leaves chocolate fingerprints on my Picasso. Leopold Alcox, never known to fail, working his way through my frail Chippendale. One blow from his thighs, which are fearsomely strong, would easily fracture the wing of a swan. Oh, I brought home my bird for some Turkish moussaka. Up jumped a Leopold, and I knows when I'm knackered. He spilt the vino, the great eager beaver, drenching her jumpsuit and my joie de vivre. Leopold Alcox, stirring my spleen. You are the grit in my life's vaseline. A pox on you, Alcox, you've been here since February. Go home and leave me alone with my debris. My distant relation has gone away home. After his visitation, I glimpsed him waving bye-bye this last minute, waving his hand with my door knob